Welcome to BT IndyCast. For the next hour, we're going to be discussing local and regional bands, solo artists, events coming to the area, and much, much more. BT IndyCast, the area's only resource for your independent music scene. All right, we got the intro music back. Joe, what do you think about
Sounds
that?
Sounds nice and funky.
Yeah, that's
haven't good. Heard it since March.
I know. I had to search the world over to find it, but we got it. But you know, now that I've got it, I want to make some new music, so we'll be coming up with a new intro song, something very cool and snazzy.
It better be.
Snazzy.
It better be.
Joe, we've reached a slight milestone. This is episode 40 of the BT IndyCast.
Oh, man.
They said it couldn't be done.
It seems just like the other day we were doing
episode 39. But, yeah, episode 40, BT IndyCast. We're recording it right here in the Megaplex.
Complex.
BT Media Group's offices, and we're right here in the lovely Tube 5 Studios.
In the metropolis of Pikeville.
Yes. And you know what? I told you before we started, but we have more news and music today. This is action-packed. We can't get it all done today, so I don't know what we'll do, but we're going to do our best to get all this rolling.
Well, we'll get through. Lord help us.
Lord help us. Well, I'm going to combine some news and music right off the bat. We're going to start off talking about Kevin Harmon's old band. I played one of his songs last week, but he's having a little reunion show of Second Street Revival this weekend at the Plaza Arcade. And Curtis Rowe, one of his guitarists who joined the Army and has been off in Baghdad or something fighting terrorists, is back, and so he's gonna come back, and they're gonna do a show this Saturday at 8 o'clock at the Taylor's Plaza.
Curtis Rowe.
I know
that's that fella Leonard Skinner was singing about.
I know that's the one.
he knew what I was going for.
I sing it to him all the time, and he looks at me like you would expect, like yeah. Whatever. I'm tired
but
of this.
I did not know that he was had been. Fight the war, though.
Yeah, he joined the Army or Marines or something, and he's been gone doing his thing, which is very cool. And it's cool that Kevin is going to put a show together, you know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, like I said, we got all kinds of news to talk about and all kinds of new music to play, but we're going to get started. This is just to give you a little taste of what Second Street Revival is all about. And if you are in the area, the Pikeville, Millard, Virgie, Elkhorn, anywhere through there, and you're wanting something to do Saturday, go check this out. It's a free show. This is their track number one. This is 28 Miles from Second Street Revival.
Thank you. you never say goodbye. I guess there's things you didn't know. And behind your eyes there's still tears to cry. And when you get ready, I'll be there right by your side. Yes, I'm gonna wait. Yes, I'm gonna wait for you. Yes, I'm gonna wait. Yes, I'm gonna wait for you.
Miles, that was some good. I haven't heard that CD in a while. That's good.
I've not heard much of that CD at all.
That was some good jams.
Yeah, it is. I like the open roomness.
Yeah, it was sound. Yeah, the drums were recorded in an open room like that, and that was good to hear. Rick Johnson, the steel player that we all know and love, was on there, and I played on it, and Jared Arnett played keyboards on that. So
I did not know that.
We all just got together at the old studio, and in that little, you were never at the old studio, were you?
Which one?
The one before the Tube 5 Studios.
Nope.
That was a hole in the wall, man. That was a small place. The whole thing was about the size of our control room. Yeah. Or I mean the live room.
Right.
Anyway, this Saturday they are going to be at Taylor's. Or it's actually called Plaza Arcade. I don't know why I call it Taylor's Plaza. But they're going to be there. Free show. Everybody should go check it out. Unfortunately, I won't be able to be there.
Me neither.
So that is a good segue into why we can't be there. That is Derek Trucks. The Derek Trucks Band is going to be at Buster's Billiards and Backroom, which is an odd name.
Supposedly, that's been a venue for a while, just not big enough to hold acts.
Yeah, yeah.
They moved to a new building.
I have seen, I've seen the little ad campaign that they're sitting, you know, Buster's is back kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's in Lexington, by the way. I assume there's still tickets available. I don't know. I went to their website today just to see if it might be, say, you know, might have said sold out. But it said going fast, get your tickets now.
On the Buster's website?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went Tuesday morning to the Derek Trucks website, clicked on tickets, and almost had a heart attack because it said tickets are no longer available through this outlet. So before I got to through this outlet, I was throwing my keyboard in the floor. But I called Buster's, and then I finally got their website and got the link from there and ordered tickets.
Yeah, I bought some from Ticketfly or something like that.
Yeah, Ticketfly.
Yeah. Anyway, Derek Trucks Band, anybody that knows us or watches this or listens to this show or anything knows we love Derek Trucks, and just have an opportunity for him to be this close, we got to go check it out. So if you're not going to Lexington, be sure to go check out Second Street. The opening band, do you know much about Van Ghost?
Not till last week, just barely heard about them.
Yeah, they're a relatively new band. I saw their debut show was in 08.
Oh, okay.
So, and I think they're from Chicago. And I went to their site, and they had some free music, live stuff to let anybody download and listen to. So I just grabbed the first tune. And it was recorded in Chicago, I think. It's a song called Do It For You. This is kind of a, I have to say, it's kind of like a sober drive-by truckers band. they are, you know, they're like, they have a steel guitar, and it's a kind of a big band, and it's that kind of vibe, but they're not, you
and
know.
And from Chicago, that's kind of odd, too.
Yeah, yeah. That is true. I didn't think about that being up north. But they really impressed me. We're going to love the opening act. I'll probably be buying the CD. So how cool was that? I mean, that's always a bonus. Usually, the yeah. I mean, I hate to say it because I am the brunt. I am the opening act a lot of times, unfortunately. And usually the opening acts suck.
Usually.
Well, you remember when we went and watched Derek Trucks at Lina's? That yeah, like 80s.
Barely, yeah.
I don't know what yeah, kind of band right. that was.
The one thing I was thinking about just jumped in my head was when we saw, we can talk about this in a few minutes, North Mississippi All-Stars, and they had that band open for them.
Oh, yeah. Was, oh, God. That was just painful.
Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah, and I saw Derek Trucks at in Cincinnati the other day, and there was like a French-Canadian acoustic guy playing, just like beating his guitar and all this stuff. He was like a real bad version of those people that, who do that, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, and he was like, I wrote this song because I was angry at my wall. Or, yeah, I mean, it was stupid.
One of those. Yeah. Come on, buddy. Get with it.
Yeah. Anyway, let's do a tune from Van Ghost, a band from Chicago. This is Do It For You. This is a live recording, but it is great quality. And they'll be with Derek Trucks this Saturday.
Trouble-free. And speaking of trouble finding me, you seem to find me wherever I may be. But this time I think I got you, babe. Time to see what this all means working for me. Would like to think that when I'm gone you would know me. Hell. Every single waking moment that I spent trying to find myself, I'm finally walking away, trouble free. And speaking of trouble finding me, you seem to find me wherever I may be. But this time I think I got you, babe. Saw me working for me. Would like to think that when I'm gone you would know me. I know I would do it for you. Kinda seems knowing all the rest of the story. Be so kind to tell me what lies before me. Tell me cause I'd do it for you. Ooh.
Wow, that
that's some jamming. Man.
That went kind of crazy there at the end. I think they, I don't know. I couldn't tell what was going on. Was that a fiddle, too?
I think the road manager came out and got on fiddle with them or something.
Yeah, that went somewhere weird. That was cool, though. I mean, you can see how that'll be a fun concert.
Yeah, that's a good opener.
Yeah, that will be a good opening act.
Unless, like, all their songs are not close to as good as that.
Well, I went ahead and listened to three or four of the tracks, and it was good stuff. So I give it my nod of
that,
approval.
Sounded like some – was that audience mic? Was that like an audience recording?
I don't know. It was a great live recording.
Yeah, it sounds like top-notch you know, the audience mics that the bootleggers go around.
Yeah, I thought they were really – well, I mean, they grabbed that and put it on their site and was like, please check us out here. So it was,
that is good.
They were really liking it. Very cool. Just a little bit, we've kind of hit on what's coming to the area the last 2 weeks, and nothing's really changed much. But I do want to say that the Expo sent out a e-blast, which is just another word for they sent out an email. I don't know what they call them, e-blast. But just letting everybody know that Journey, which is this Wednesday, there's some $25 tickets now available. That's pretty good. I'm sure it's in the 200s, but if you've ever been to the Expo, there's not really a too bad of a seat. I mean, you can enjoy the show anywhere in the Expo. Yeah. So $25 tickets to go see Journey this Wednesday in Pikeville. You can't beat that. So
that's a, go that's check a good them deal. Out. They've sent out some of those tickets.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I don't know what got into them, but you know, in this economic climate that we're in,
yeah,
Joe,
just trying to help a brother out.
Yeah, just trying to help everybody out.
That's all you got, it's love.
What other kind of news we got going on? You have put up some good news here this week on the old website. I've noticed. I grabbed just all the headlines so we could just touch base on.
I finally went through that week long training you gave me on how to.
I feel stupid showing you anything. I was like 3 minutes, and I'm like, here, I know you know how to do it, but I just had to, you know, whatever.
I'm just being stupid, as usual.
But did you see the news I put up about North Mississippi's
demo? Yeah, I saw it this morning. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I think for like $26, you can buy all four CDs.
When they put up two or three of those, like maybe last year or something, one of them was right after we saw them on Halloween, remember a couple years ago?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's what I was mentioning a while ago I'd bring up. It was like right after that when they did all that ZZ Top stuff. And I've said forever I'm going to go download that and never have. Now they've got four more. Is that what it is?
Yeah, four more. And then they're like $9.99 each or $26 for all four of them.
That's a good deal because they're not doing a whole lot right now.
Yeah, I know. That's probably why they're doing that.
Because Luther with Black Crowes.
Luther, their singer, songwriter, guitarist, is a member of the Black Crowes, and the Black Crowes has a new CD coming out. So, they're going to not do much right now.
You know what's weird is watching the Black Crowes and watching Luther over there just playing and not singing back up or anything.
I guess that is weird. You know, why doesn't North Mississippi open up for them? Wouldn't that be good?
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be economically?
Yeah,
around
really.
The
That'd
thing
be an awesome
to do?
Show. I don't know. That's, I don't know.
I don't know either. We won't know. I don't know why I said that. Let's see. I'm going to jump. Can we just jump right into more music? Can we do that?
Yeah.
I don't know if you know Dustin Hoover. He's from Floyd County.
Yes.
He's a regular guy around here. He plays I've seen him do stuff at the Mac with different people. He's played one of those guys who plays, you know, anything going on. He's been there, been drumming or singing.
Good musician,
good singer. And he just recorded a 7-song kind of an EP demo kind of thing, just trying to get his name out there and work some of his chops in the mix. He played over at Summit City last weekend as Dustin Hoover, so that's cool. And he dropped a CD off and gave it to me. And to be honest, I didn't know which songs were original and which ones were covers. So I just grabbed one that I knew was a cover that I knew I would like.
I was going to say the one you're going to play if you didn't know that was a cover.
But Dustin's a great guy and a great singer. And I'm sure track number 3 here, Tater Digging Woman, I'm sure he wrote that, pitching that to the country music. But anyway, we're going to do a song from Dustin Hoover. This is, you know, I'm kind of confused on what you call this, Joe. You absolutely would know. I mean, do people say don't want you no more? Do they say not my cross to bear? Do they add it all together?
Most
it's an Allman
time,
Brothers tune.
Most of the time I hear not my cross to bear.
Yeah, just not my cross
to bear. Yeah, that's what I've always, and everybody knows it's the two put together.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, cool. Well, this is those two put together, and these are all local guys. These guys literally are delivering the mail and painting the house, and you know, these are the local guys playing this, and I think it's awesome they got together and pulled off a great version of these two songs from the Allman Brothers. This is Dustin Hoover. Check it out. thought it was going to hit it the last time there. Ba-dum! That was Dustin Hoover with Yeah, Don't Want You No More and Not My Cross to Bear, Allman Brothers. Hey, that's hard to pull off.
That is real hard. I mean, you know, right off the bat, I asked you who the bass player was, and then when you told me, I can see.
Yeah, Joe Newsom played bass on it. I think Patrick played the drums, Patrick Owens, oddly enough. I don't know if Dustin did. But I don't know the rest of those guys, but I know of them, and they put some time in to learn all that. That was a long song too. Yep. So
that's like you said, a lot of the Almond stuff.
You can't
just pull off.
I know.
Go jam. You know, you have to learn it.
Yeah, and you know that's cool. This is what the show's all about: showcasing the local talent and the musicianship from these guys. So very good, very cool, good stuff. Let's talk about, let's see, we got some more news we need to go over. I got still got some cool music to play. Well, ZZ Top, I don't remember much about the article, but I know that they're having a new release.
I believe it's like one that they recorded back in the early 80s, and then one they recorded in 08, like a double live disc, you know, two shows, and it something like, I don't know, a long time ago and almost now or something like that. It's some kind of double, I don't remember.
You know what's weird about those guys? They, you know, they put out new albums every year. And, I mean, nobody, of any of the songs? I mean,
No. They've
not had a hit in forever.
No.
But they keep putting out new albums. I guess people keep buying them.
They're supposed to be working either with the Black Keys or that Dan Auerbach from Black Keys is going to do some stuff with them. Some kind of melding of something. That might be pretty good. Something different.
Yeah. Isn't Billy Gibbons playing on the new, ding, 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 on the mule?
I was going to bring something.
We did it. We talked about the mule. Didn't he play on the new mule album?
He's on the first track, yep.
So is that out yet?
October. Yeah, they pushed it back. It was July, but they pushed it back to October for some odd reason. I think it's something to do with the new record label.
Well, Billy Gibbons playing with Warren Haynes on the new Mule album. That's pretty cool.
First track, Broke Down on the Brazos.
I haven't heard it. Can you go somewhere and listen to it?
Mule.net. They're streaming that first track on there live.
But the whole song too?
Yep.
That is cool. Mule.net. I need to go check that out. Let me tell you a little bit. You know, last week we talked about the acoustic kind of writer's night thing that we were going to do last Saturday. Well, we did it at the Plaza Arcade, and Kevin Harmon was kind of hosted it. It was his, his brain child, and we had probably six or seven different acoustic acts show up and play.
That's great.
And it was real cool, and the place was packed. It's kind of like an old garage, so they opened up the garage doors and had picnic tables outside in the parking lot, and everybody, I mean, there was people everywhere.
That's nice and homey feeling.
Yeah, it was neat. Had a little stage in the corner, a few lights, some PA, you know, Kevin brought some PA from Soundhouse.
That's good.
And me and Tabor did some songs. We did four songs.
Well, I thought y'all would.
That was pretty cool, the first time that I ever played on stage with my son.
It's your baby boy.
Oh, God, I'm
He's
old.
Up.
I'm old.
Are you 28 now?
Who, me?
No, or him.
Oh, he's 16, and I had him when I was 14, so no. No, unfortunately not. But we did some songs, and it was very cool. Did some originals and some old Mike Knott tunes. But Kevin's band played. What used to be White House, those guys got together and did some killer tunes. I got to get back with them guys. Danny is a great songwriter, and they did some killer stuff.
All acoustic?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, they brought acoustic bass, and then they had one keyboard they played a little organ on. And he played slide. Man, it was good tunes. Their bass player can sing good, too. But they were there. Kevin and Beck was there. They did four or five songs. James Adkins from Soundhouse had his debut there. The first time he ever played in front of anybody. It was awesome. And it was his birthday, so we totally heckled him. I mean, hard, hard. But him and Waylon Nelson. And okay, yes, I said that right.
Yeah.
Waylon Nelson and James did some songs. They did a great job. Waylon sang, and James and Waylon both played guitar.
I know Waylon. I probably know James. I mean, do I?
Yeah. You probably do. Yeah. I think Brett knows his sister. I don't know what that means. I don't know why, because he knows his sister, you would know him, but you know how that works.
Well, since you said that, yeah, I probably know him.
But anyway, I thought it was so cool to get just to send out a little invite to some bands, let them know we're doing just acoustic. You know, unfortunately, if you've never been to a, you know, a big music city like Nashville or Austin or something, you say Writer's Night or something like that, nobody knows what you're talking about. But right, a Writer's Night in Nashville, and they usually have them on Tuesdays or Thursdays. But all these songwriters, they show up at these little coffee houses, and they each do two songs. And they get two of them up on stage at the same time. And the one guy just kind of will play, you know, might play with the other one, but they'll do two songs each. They leave. Two more get up, and they talk a minute and do two songs. They leave. And literally, there's acoustic guitars lined up, you know, forever. And I've set through 10 or 15 different artists. And these, you know, which, you know, not many people know this, but it will realize this, but the songwriters in Nashville are the rich guys.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the artists.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Just like Jamie Johnson now. He's like making big music on his own. Well, he's wrote for other people for years.
Right. And like Aaron, you know, we talked about this guy a lot, but Chris Stapleton.
Chris Stapleton, yeah.
You know, he started out just writing songs, going down there and beating the pavement and doing the songwriting thing.
Rebecca Lynn Howard.
Yeah.
A local, you know, she makes big money off her songs still.
Yeah. So anyway, we had our own little writer's night at the Taylor's Plaza, and it was, I think it was a huge success. There was tons of people. The venue loved it, and lots of people got together. I mean, it was so fun. They were talking about wanting to have it again, so...
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, next time we do, we'll let everybody know. And it's just a good evening to come and hang out and listen to some good music. So there you go.
It sounds happened. Good.
All right, good. Let's play some more music. Let's you know, I search through the net, the interweb, the www. I look everywhere to find good artists, you know, the ones that stick out. You know, it's not hard to find a bad band. They're everywhere, and they're sending you CDs wanting you to play their stuff. But it's hard to find, for me, that band that you go, oh, my God, they're awesome. And I found this one guy from, you know, I looked it up just so I wouldn't get it wrong. I want to say he's from Charleston. Could be Huntington, West Virginia, but I'm not where I can... couldn't figure it out, but he's from one of those two, Bud Carroll. And I think he on his MySpace it says Bud Carroll and the Southern Souls, which I thought was very cool. Southern Souls,
that's a good band name.
Yeah, well, I stumbled upon his something that he was doing somewhere, a video of it, and it was great. It was cool, very just awesome, Black Crowesy, you know, bluesy. So anyway, you know how it is with the technology nowadays, Joe. You can just get a hold of anybody anywhere. So I tracked him down.
The face space.
So today I got him on the Facebook there, and I said, "Hey, I don't know you, but I love your, you know, your music. I'm a musician too. You should send me some songs." And he was like, "Cool enough." He was like, "Awesome, yeah. I'll email you a couple songs, and you know, hope you like them." And he's going to be checking out the show tonight. And this is a killer blues guy. There's different videos where he's in different eras of his life, obviously, because there's some videos and he's a Strat guy, you know, he's doing those Stevie Ray licks. And then some, he's got a Les Paul and he's very Black Crowesy. And then this is, I think, a different side of him, very songwriterish. It's still killer jam. This is very roomy sounding too, and it's kind of like Drive By on steroids.
You know, Tony, you gotta adapt. You gotta change. You're different. You just gotta meld into different whatever.
Yes, you do. Let's go ahead and play this tune. I don't know what CD this might be off of, but on their website, We'll have links back to his website and all that goodness. But this is Bud Carroll, and this is a song called That's All She Wrote. Cool, Bud Carroll from West Virginia. Bud
kinda, Carroll, like you said, kind of jangly, kinda
yeah, jangly,
like crazy, kind of. And you can call me out on this. I might be wrong, and I don't want him to get mad. But
oh,
sounds a little bit like Blind Melon. Remember them?
Yeah, yeah, I can see that. I don't see.
I mean, I don't want that to be an insult. I'm not.
No. Blind Melon was cool.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, especially as. Just while we're into this, you can't listen to something without referring it. You know, you got to relate. So yeah. That's what you related it to. I can see that. I love that. Those roomy drums going crazy.
Yeah.
Very cool. But there you go. That's good talent, man. Right. Just, you know, hour and a half from Pikeville. And it's, you know, people always say there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do. If you really want to get off your butt and go, you can find something to have a good weekend.
Definitely.
Have a good old weekend. We got a few more tunes we're going to play from, would you call that Zoe or Zoe? Z-O-E.
I think it's Zoe. I think I've heard it. Zoe.
Got a tune from Zoe Speaks and got a tune from a buddy of mine, Byron Keith, which is a great song. But we got, I think we got a little bit more news we can hit on so everybody is well informed. What we got going on? Well, has the Clapton and Hornsby to appear on the new Leno? That's not happened yet.
That's next week sometime. The premiere show is Monday, and I think they're later in the week.
So let me ask you this. Why did he retire from Late Night and then start a new show?
You preaching? I think they promised Conan a long time ago. You know, thinking 2009, yeah, that's a long time from now. We'll worry about it then.
Okay.
And then time came, and, you know, they still wanted to put Conan in as the Tonight Show.
That's just odd, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I've never been a big Leno fan.
Me
anyways,
either.
But,
me either. But Clapton on TV, you never see that.
With Bruce Hornsby? Is that like a recent get together, or I don't know
what's he done since those couple albums he had in the 80s.
He did that one 80s. He
did was that it the one, 80s wasn't it?
Probably, yeah.
Bruce Hornsby, man, I mean, that's got to be in the 80s.
He's done that stuff with Ricky Skaggs lately.
Wow, really?
Yeah, you haven't heard any of that?
No,
I haven't either, but it's out there.
I don't really like Ricky Skaggs anymore for some reason.
Anymore.
I used to love him and it quit. It just turned when I did the show with him, and I mean, he was just like a zombie.
Yeah,
you know, he's played too much. That dude needs a vacation.
Yeah, he's done a lot. I mean, I've noticed that too. Like you said at the shows,
he's
that
just
we've
in
done.
The motions now, and he's just kind of like cruise control.
Yeah, he's always got the heck of a band.
Yeah, yeah, that's
Kentucky
true.
Thunder. I guess
Kentucky
that's what,
Thunder.
That's what's, you know, keeps him going.
Yeah. But yeah, Eric Clapton is going to be on the new Leno show coming up. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
And then this is sad but cool too. Los Lonely Boys. What are they doing? They're doing a cover album.
Yeah. That the first album they had to come out was awesome.
Was great. Then they copied it and put out a second album.
And put that in about every other song. Sounds like
pop. Oh God, that harmony from that one song that was their hit.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they had that harmony on the first album on like one or two songs. Well, that was what was popular. The second album was complete. It was like a quartet. But well, I mean, there's three of them, but you know what I mean.
And it was just poppy, just like, you know, radio hits.
And they had that live album. It was garbage.
Got so much talent, but they just, I mean, like,
they've lost their momentum big time. They don't have a hit. They, you know, Heaven, you know, even the Christian market picked that up. Yeah. They probably made more money off of that in the Christian market than anything. But I love when I hear bands do cover tunes. Like I almost said it, a certain band, you know, when they cover tunes. I'll say Derek Trucks. I love when Derek Trucks does a cover tune. It's just phenomenal. It's cool. I love the take on it. And hopefully, Los Lonely Boys will do their own take of these songs.
Right. And another different thing about this is it's 1969.
Right.
Songs from 1969, you know, Woodstock and political stuff and all those songs. But like you just said, you hope it's their take.
I hope it's their take, because if it isn't their take and they try to do them dead on, it's just going to sound like a bar band, you know.
Right.
But anyway, I hope this isn't just fulfilling their contract, you know what I mean, their last album, and I hope they're not on that downhill. But, you know, I'm excited to hear their versions. That guy is a great guitarist.
I love
them all. I've got their DVD.
I was going to say, they've got so much talent. And I've seen like two songs from that DVD. And one of them, they start out awesome, you know, good blues stuff. And then he just starts going crazy, like laying on the stage and just wild
licks. A lot
of
antics.
Him and his brother are like leaning against each other and backed
stomping
up against each
boots.
Other.
Yeah.
And
the one thing that the bass player did, it was kind of cool. Did you see the one where he throws his bass behind him and his tech catches it?
No.
That was he's playing his bass somehow Someone's holding the bat. I don't know. It's a bunch. It's like a circus. But anyway, he throws the base to his tech and then does a kip up and stands up, you know. And all this stuff. I mean, they might as well put sparklers on their head, and, you know. I don't know. But, yeah, they have a CD coming out that is all songs from 1969, their favorites or whatever. I don't know what the pitch is. But, God, I really sound just horrible, don't I? I sound down on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got to be honest.
Well, I know what... unfortunately, when you see bands start doing this, they're reaching. They're hoping that somebody will grab one of the cover tunes mm-hmm. for a movie or, right. you know, they're right. trying to.
They're doing one. They're doing a Santana song. So that might be the one I'm looking forward to the most to yeah. seeing what, you know.
Yeah, they're very Santana-ish. Right. They're Mexa Santana or whatever. They call themselves Texicans.
Texican. That's what I was trying to say.
But they're very Latin too, so they're Mex-Lat, right.
Mex-Latina, Mex-Latino.
I don't know. I'm being stupid. But yeah, let's play another song. We're actually about out of time. I don't think we'll get to do Zoe Speaks this week, but we will get some Byron Keith action going on. This is. Byron Keith, he's actually from Nashville, but he is a great indie guy. The dude has played like 150 to 200 shows a year over and over and over. He took plays all over the country. And I had him down to Pikeville. We were on the same record label for a while, and we got to be buddies, and he came to Pikeville two or three times. Great songwriter, good album. It's good something to listen to and to check out, something new. I'll play this here in just a second. But I want to give everybody all the pertinent information that we always give. If you want questions, comments, all that stuff, death threats, snide remarks, anything you want to do, you can email us at tubefi@gmail.com. Also, if you got a new tune you want to get us to possibly play, email us that song in MP3. Yeah. We would love to have new music.
We like new music. We got to have something fresh.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Fresh. We're always looking for new music. You can go to the website btmediagroup.com, and there's all the shows. The IndieCast are on there. Well, there's several on there. The CountryCast, Bobby Bridgman does her show each week. She has all her shows on there. She's 10 shows ahead of us. I'll just go ahead and say it again.
Or how are we going to catch up?
I haven't decided. I might just have to make an executive decision and shut her down.
They like sabotage her equipment.
Something. We need to catch up. I agree.
When's Brett's contract start back? When's he going to be back?
We're still in negotiations. I don't know. I think it's going to be a late fall.
He drives a hard bargain.
Yeah. So, we're hoping Brett comes back so we can have the trifecta again so we can get nothing accomplished. But go check us out. And, you know, I tried to figure out how people can send us comments, you know, and talk. But as soon as you open up a comment section on a website, it's just spam to death.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
So I haven't figured it out. But until then, you know, email us and let us know. Also, we got all that, we got the Face Space and all that stuff. You can go to facebook.com/Tony Mullins and friend me there. That'd be good. And we are always keep everybody up to date there. I should open up a Twitter or something that's just IndieCast stuff.
You can write me a letter at
P.O. Box Route 9. That'd be awesome, an actual letter.
That'd be awesome.
You know, that's weird. No one writes letters.
Lord, no.
I used to write letters when I was a kid. Shut up. I'm not that old.
I don't think I wrote a letter unless it was my mamaw or something.
You said mamaw. That's cool. facebook.com/Tony Mullins, twitter.com/Tony Mullins, all that keeps you in the loop of music that we got going on and bands coming to the area. It's what it's all about. Well, Joe, I think we've done one more. Episode 40 is about wrapped up. We're going to go out of here with some Byron Keith. This is a song called Rusted Wings. From his Somewhere in Someone's Living Room CD.
Really?
Yeah, Somewhere in Someone's Living Room. That's the name of the CD.
That's a good one.
Well, he actually did those living room concerts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. So.
We've talked about that.
Yeah, well, Joe. You got any last words for the folk?
Always listen harder with your left ear than your right.
Well, that sounds like wisdom to me. We'll catch you guys next week.
With rusted wings, here she comes again. Stripping on her own 2 feet. She remembers where she's been. How long was she asleep? She remembers all the laughter. Can't erase all of the tears. She's standing out on the edge of every single fear. Rusted wings. She wants to sing songs with angels. She wants to give him everything, everything. She's so afraid. She's so. For her promises, opening up her eyes, she's learning who she really is and what she has inside. She wants to fly with rusted wings. Feels the walls fall down and a bridge is built and all her pain is healed and she flies, with rusted wings. She sings hallelujah with angels. Rusted wings.